Hey, whether you enjoy listening to Breaking Down Collapse or Building Up Resilience, I think you'll also really enjoy our bonus content on Patreon.
Yeah, Kellen and I take 20 minutes each week to talk about the news that's happening all around us and Collapse as it plays out. We like to have a little fun with it, but also make sure that you're aware of what's going on in the world of Collapse.
We look forward to having you join us there. The link to join us on Patreon is in the episode description.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Kellen, we just finished recording our bonus episode for this week, and it was pouring rain the entire time. Just barely in between, it stopped raining. So I'm hoping we can get through this one without the really loud, obnoxious rain in the background. But that is yet to be determined.
Yeah, we'll see if we have to deal with the sound of noisy rain hitting the roof, but it feels like this is a really important episode. And the reason why is because... Go ahead, Corey.
It's episode 133.
Uh-huh.
Oh, because we're recording it on the new couch we got for the studio.
Yep, those are some good reasons. Pretty special.
Oh, are you referring to the fact that this is the last episode of Breaking Down Collapse that we're going to do?
Yes, it is. This is the final episode, kind of. Because we are going to continue to do episodes like this mixed in with the other types of episodes we've been doing for our bonus episodes for those that subscribe on Patreon.
Okay, hold on. Can you just let the sadness soak in for a minute before you move on to other stuff? Just, this is the last episode of Breaking Down Collapse.
This is the last episode of Breaking Down Collapse. But...
Here you go with the butt again.
The reason we are ending it is because we are finally soon, we don't know exactly how soon, are going to be launching Building Up Resilience, right? Which is kind of like the next step after you've wrapped your mind around collapse. Once you understand the situation that we're in, it's like, well, what can I do now? And so really excited to dive into all different areas of resilience, do the research there. Learn how to be better prepared in all different ways for what's coming. And up to this point, every week we've been recording a regular episode for Breaking Down Collapse and a bonus episode for our patrons. Two episodes. We can't do three a week. We just can't fit it into our schedule. We can't find the time. This isn't our full-time job. And so we will continue to do two, but if you want to keep hearing this content, if you've listened all along to the 130 plus episodes that we've provided for free, then come join us on Patreon. It's only like $5 a month. And there we'll talk about how collapse is playing out, how we're seeing it in current events. And we'll also mix in all of the topics that we haven't had a chance to get to yet, right? The educational side of it, kind of like what we've been doing in the regular podcast.
Yeah, so there's a lot of emotions here for me, right? This is a bittersweet thing to say goodbye to Breaking Down Collapse, to say hello to Building Up Resilience. We have been talking about doing this new podcast for a long time, and I am so stoked to get a trailer out for it, to start recording the episodes, and to get moving. You know, I understand that there are going to be listeners who may not care about resilience, who they may say, well, I want more Breaking Down Collapse, right? But like you said, there comes a point. We have done this every week for 133 weeks. Haven't missed a single one. It's a lot of content. But for, I think, a lot of people listening, they say, okay, I get it now. Like, I understand the problem, and I understand that the thesis here that society is going to collapse, I agree with that. But now what? What's next? What can I do? What are we going to do with this information? And that's where naturally Building Up Resilience is going to come in. Now, that being said, just because we've recorded 133 weeks doesn't mean we've said all there is to say, because we've talked about all these episodes we want to dive deeper on. I feel like there is an infinite amount of content, and we don't intend to stop here. Like you said, we plan on mixing in elements from Breaking Down Collapse into the bonus episodes. So if you have enjoyed Breaking Down Collapse and you want to continue with that content, please join us on Patreon. $5 a month, it comes out to $1.25 a week, basically. Technically less, because there's an average 4.3 weeks in a month, right? You got the first 133 for free. Join us there. The support means so much to us. It keeps us moving. And we hope one day it'll get us to a point where we can dedicate ourselves full time to this, and maybe be able to do 3 or 4 or 5 podcasts a week, right? Like you said, for now, it's just simply not possible. Our time between everything that we have to do just doesn't allow for the research and the recording and the administration of a podcast with three different episodes a week.
Yeah, and what's been so great about, you know, there's that little bit of support, that financial support that comes from Patreon. We've been able to use that to get like new microphones and a computer to do the editing and to record onto. We pay for the platforms that we use in order to host the podcast and push it out to wherever you listen to podcasts. But as we look at building up resilience, and we're so excited to dive into like the community aspect and how do you build a resilient community in those relationships? How do you develop emotional and mental resilience, right? Physical preparedness obviously is a key aspect of it. There's so many things, and we're excited to dive into it in a way that will hopefully allow anyone who's listening to tailor it to their situation, right? If you've got a large family living on a rural space out in, I don't know, in the middle of Texas, and you have not very much by way of financial means, your preparedness is going to look very different than somebody living like, I don't know, downtown New York City in a studio apartment who's just trying to take care of themselves and has a totally different situation. And so excited to dive into that. But there's so many cool things we can do if we can build this into something that can really like support us and allow us to spend and dedicate more time to it. So anyways, I know this feels like a commercial for Patreon, and in some ways it is, because if you haven't subscribed on Patreon and you go subscribe there, you will immediately get access to the 90 bonus episodes that we have already published there, plus all of the bonus episodes that we will be publishing there. You'll get more opportunities, I think, to interact with people who listen to the podcast and who understand the things that we've been sharing. There's a lot more like commenting on the posts there. Sometimes we do polls and surveys. There's a lot of ways in the future we want to utilize that even better to build a community among those that are subscribed there on Patreon.
Yeah, we've talked about wanting to create like a Discord channel, right? And there's lots of other things that we are hoping to accomplish with our patrons. So where do we go from here, right? You had said, Kellen, that we are going to roll out building up resilience, but it's not starting next week, right? That we're going to try and record some episodes in advance. We've got some research that we need to do. We're going to be taking a little pause. We're aiming for that to not be very long, hoping for like a 4 to 6 week range type of thing. But there's obviously no guarantees. We will, however, continue to do our bonus episodes through that time. So if you're getting value from the podcast, from the conversations we're having every week, you will continue to find that through Patreon. You know, I really hope that everyone who's listened to Breaking Down Collapse up to this point has found enough value in it and feels that they'll continue to get value through building up resilience. I know that not everyone's interests might lie in that. There are some people who feel so nihilistic about things that the idea of doing any sort of action to prepare oneself is meaningless. I don't feel that way. Do I think we're going to stave off collapse? No. But I do feel passionate about the topic of that next podcast. We will release a trailer as soon as we have it. We'll release it here on this podcast. And we'll also link to the new podcast, because that podcast is not going to be done within this same one. You will have to resubscribe to the new one. That way we can keep them separate, better organized. Just like this podcast had the first 8 episodes, which really laid out sort of the framework, we intend to do the exact same thing with Building Up Resilience, the same sort of organization. And I'm just really pumped about it. So big hopes here that the people will join us. All right, so enough of that. Kellen, do you remember in school how you'd have this long, like, grueling year of school, and then the last day, and I'm thinking like elementary school, my favorite day in elementary school was when you would get to clean up your classroom and clean out the desks, and you'd take the desks outside and you'd like spray them down. You'd help the teacher like vacuum out the classroom, and it was so cool to see the classroom without any desks in it, and you're piling everything up, and it had this like sort of party atmosphere to it. And then you'd sign yearbooks and you'd do all that. And it was like, we didn't learn a single thing today. We just had some freaking fun.
I definitely do remember. Because everyone looks forward to the last days of school, right? You don't have to do any actual schoolwork.
Well, that's kind of, I think, the atmosphere, the idea that we're going for with today's podcast. You know, let's have a little fun. Let's throw a party.
Yeah, so let's give a little context to that party first.
Oh, fine.
Pretty early on in the podcast, we decided we were going to start doing those bonus episodes we've now talked about so much. For anyone who subscribes to us on Patreon, we'd have these extra episodes where we'd talk about how we're seeing collapse play out day by day, week by week, whatever. At the time, we needed some intro and outro music for the bonus episodes. And, you know, this was like during the heat of the pandemic, 2020. I had been playing around on a GarageBand on my iPad, kind of developing this new hobby of creating these little musical tracks. And I had told you, Corey, hey, I'll make a song for that intro outro music. Like, I'm going to make a full song and we'll take clips of it that we play at the beginning and end of those episodes. It was a rap song about collapse. And it was so much fun that I later decided I want to make some more of those, which is funny because I don't have any musical background, right? I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know anything about music theory or even how to like use the programs that would allow it to sound good. But just creating it was a lot of fun. It kind of makes me think of there's a show called Parks and Rec, mm-hmm. which I know you've seen more of it than I have, Corey.
I was just watching bloopers yesterday. I've seen the whole thing.
So I haven't seen the whole thing, but I have seen enough that I remember this one part that was so funny to me. In the show, there's the main character is Leslie Knope. And I don't know for how long throughout the series, but at least at one point, her boyfriend is this guy named Ben. And I can't remember exactly how it happens, but I think he loses his job or something like that. He's trying to find his way, figure out what he wants to do with himself. And he's decided he's going to like dive into his hobbies and his passions. He spends like an entire month working on this claymation movie that he thinks is going to be like the next Avatar. And then he finally watches what he has created so far. And it's like so pathetic. It's just really well done, that scene. And I get flashbacks to that with this, because I'm like, oh, I'm going to create these songs and it'll be so fun and it'll be so cool. And I just want you to know, before we dive into these songs, that I recognize, I'm self-aware enough to know the value that they provide. I'm not going to be quitting my day job anytime soon.
Well, Kellen, I have to say, I respect you for putting them out there. I don't have the guts to do that type of thing. And secondly, I don't have the creativity that you have. My brain doesn't work the way yours does to be able to sit down in something like GarageBand and just build something from scratch like that. But this is going to be fun. So I think the idea here is, listen to the raps you created. There are three of them. Maybe we'll go through the lyrics of them after we listen. You can give some background about why you did what you did. And we'll just kind of pull the messages from them and have a good time.
All right, great. So we'll start with the first one, which was the one that I made for the intro-outro music of the bonus episodes. It's called Brace for Impact. The whole point was to kind of try to create this song that captured the feeling of coming to awareness of collapse, like starting to understand the road that we're on and the fact that like we're all kind of doomed.
Which, this is interesting because you came up with this song. I mean, we'd only been doing this for like 4 months, 5 months or something like that. And so you were at the very beginning of that journey, you know, having come from episode one where you knew nothing to episode like 30 or 40 is all when you wrote this.
Yeah. And it seems like everybody goes through that. I see that on the collapse subreddit that you get really interested in the idea of collapse. You start to learn more about it and you're consuming as much content as you can. And it kind of flips your whole world upside down. And there's this point in which you're like, this is really like, we really are heading to a very dangerous place. And when that all sets in, it can cause you to feel kind of confused, upset, depressed, like this whole mix of emotions. Usually after a while, you kind of come out of that, right? And you can continue to live your life in a somewhat normal way while still having the lens of understanding where society's headed. The chorus of this song is sung by somebody named Christina
Aguilera.
You got it. No, I don't even know her last name. Found her on Fiverr. And she said she didn't need credit for it. But I think it's still just calling out this.
She was embarrassed. She didn't want to be associated with this.
Who knows? But Christina, she has a fantastic voice. And I think she did a great job with the chorus. So we're going to go ahead and listen to the song. If you are listening through like Apple Podcasts or Spotify, like I know that I listen to podcasts on 1.5 times speed, sometimes even 2 times speed. But you might want to change that to just 1 time speed as we go through each of these three songs that we're going to play.
Good point.
So we'll listen to the song, and then Corey, I want to hear if there's any like parts of it that stand out to you.
This just in.
Terrifying signs of things to come.
Profound questions about the future.
As a consequence of our inaction.
Urgent warnings of a severe threat.
An unprecedented decline.
Completely unprecedented.
This is unprecedented.
What we're saying really is unprecedented.
Whoa, what we've outgrown the globe like a sumo in kids' clothes. It's overload. There's no remote control that can rewind this show. Just watch a slow motion implosion unfold and collapse is what I'm talking about here. Yeah, I said collapse. Like when your knees give out, we're perhaps on the kind of route where it won't be long till you feel like we're in a nightmare. So gather supplies and gather resolve. Sorry to break it to you, but this thing can't be solved. Cause the brakes are shot, nobody knows who is driving this car. But at least we finally have something we can all sing along to.
Our foot stays on the gas.
Absolute catastrophic.
Hooks on going fast.
Where do we go from here?
Praise for impact.
The cause of the collapse.
You
listen. Normally I like to be right, but I might not love to say I told you so. The words taste overripe, they come out of my mouth and make me choke. It's like a bad joke to perceive the irony of people in designer clothes on their iPhones posting selfies. So please, you gotta come help me. I'm broken, the grocery stores are empty. This topic's heavy, but it won't prevent me from trying to ensure you're comprehending where this road we're on is inevitably ending. You see how we're trending, and you know what that trend means, right? Cause the hand that fed us, we didn't just bite. We enslaved it and made it give up its life, and it's strained now to see what it's all coming to. But the bill is overdue. Quicksand sinking further like a stone thrown into the ocean, and I know nobody seems to get why it's so bad, so I guess I'll attempt to paint a picture like old Van or Van Gogh. Sorry I misspoke, I get kind of flustered, here it goes. It starts slow, simple things, no one's fixing potholes in the road, but before you know it, things are loco. Soon it's not just potholes, soon it's like the globe broke. Temperature's so hot, we're cooking like a pot roast. Everybody's looking for solutions, but they've lost hope, saying we'll do what we can, throwing all the pot though. Attitude like YOLO, treat it like a motto. The planet is frying, the species are dying, the wealth made its way to the top. The dollar is dropping, the borders are hopping, the global supply chains have stopped. We're wasting away from the waste of our ways, and we're facing a phase that is fatal to faith, and the plagues that are plaguing our nations are more devastating than plagues from the biblical days. We accelerate pace like a race, like they're chasing us, can't get away, we're the prey, and the craziest part of it all is that it's all our fault, and there's no one to blame but ourselves for our fate, because...
All right, Corey, there's the first one. Tell us your thoughts.
I'll tell you my favorite parts. That Christina, right?
Right?
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, she was great. But so there's a few things here that I just love. So first of all, the lyrics are awesome. Like in all three of these, I'm just like blown away that you were able to come up with such great lyrics, and some of them that are super clever.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, really awesome. I like the bridge. That part is really cool as you accelerate. You start slow and then you accelerate through that. I also like how you added in the news caster voices. I thought that was super clever. All the them saying this really is unprecedented in like five different ways, because it does feel like we hear that so often. Then it kind of gets tired. People always saying that it's unprecedented because every day is a new unprecedented day.
Yeah. And those literally are clips, like real news clips. I had just like gone through YouTube and found little news clips where they said things like that. And I just held it up to the microphone.
That's awesome. Super clever. What was your favorite part of making it?
I don't know. For me, it was just a really fun outlet, right? Like, just a way to take all these things that you had been teaching me about collapse, all that was going on in my mind, and trying to like funnel that into this one song that tries to describe that feeling of kind of hopelessness.
Well, you made the song that you said, you know, we're going to use this for the bonus episodes, for the intro and outro, and you let me decide which parts to use for the intro and for the outro. So the outro, I used part of the chorus. I think I used the whole chorus with Christina singing. But for the intro, I really liked the second verse. So I used the beginning of the second verse. I'll just read it off here. So you said, Normally, I like to be right, but I might not love to say I told you so. The words taste overripe. They come out of my mouth and make me choke. It's like a bad joke to foresee the irony of people in designer clothes on their iPhones posting selfies. Someone please, you've got to come help me. I'm broke and the grocery stores are empty. And this topic's heavy, but that won't prevent me from trying to ensure you're comprehending where this road we're on is inevitably ending. And you see how we're trending, and you know what that trend means, right? Because the hand that fed us, we didn't just bite, we enslaved it and made it give up its life. And it's strange now to see what it's all coming to, but the bill is overdue.
Hey, listen, you spit that. You...
I wasn't trying to spit that. I find that I can't just read it. I have to read it at least in rhythm slightly, or it doesn't make sense to me. But no, I just think, yeah, that's really cleverly written. So well done.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Thank you. Well, all right. Should we move on to the next one?
Let's do it.
So... these next two are ones that we haven't used anywhere. So nobody has heard them up to this point, other than you're the only person who's heard these, Corey.
And I've only heard, I think I've heard one of them like twice and the other one just once because you just barely finished it. So.
All right. So the second one, it's called Life is But a Dream. Kind of taking from the whole like row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Like everything's fine.
It's not kind of taking from it. It's literally taking from it, right?
Yeah, I mean, that is the chorus.
Okay.
But my intent here was to write a song. I was trying to write a song from the perspective of somebody who does not believe in collapse. And I tried to kind of, you'll listen as you go through like verse 1, 2, 3, just being naive and kind of ignorant to it. And then, you know, this character that this song is coming from later is more like, keep it away from me. I don't want to hear it. Don't tell me about that. And by the end of the song, it's more like actual opposition, denying, name calling, that kind of thing. And this one, there's no bridge within the song. It might sound kind of repetitive. But I tried, when I created the track for it, tried to make it sound just like, kind of dreamy,
easygoing.
Yeah, it's not meant to be very intense. Maybe near the end it gets a little more intense, but it's just meant to be like, hey, everything's fine, let me just do my thing, don't bother me with all this clap stuff.
I love it. And it you'll be able to tell by listening, but it's not Christina who does the chorus this time. It's the polar opposite of Christina.
Yeah, this is somebody else I found on Fiverr. And this individual did want to be credited. I don't even know his name, but he goes by Marbella Studios. So anyways, I was grateful that I could, you know, find him online, pay him just a little bit of money to sing the chorus, and I think he did a good job.
Great. Let's do it.
There goes my alarm clock. It's time to rise and shine. It's day 12,005 of my life. It kind of feels like every day before, but I'm okay to hit replay because I still want more. Vroom, vroom, consume, consume. I'll make a dollar, spend a dollar, then hope more dollars come soon. I'll shop online as I choose a show, but if the news comes on, I'm uncomfortable because what I see there makes me question things, and I'm just fine with my paradigm. Don't pester me with all these stressful scenes. Got enough pressure being on my socials, trying to select a meme. So give me a sitcom with a nice laugh track. I'll eat away my stress with a saturated fat snack bread so sweet, circus volume so high. I just float on my boat, not a cloud in the sky. I'm singing,
row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
So don't tell me about resource depletion and growth on petitions and climate change.
Don't tell me about
political tensions and social unrest in the streets.
Don't tell me about
warring nations and mass migrations, peak energy.
Don't tell me about
infrastructure that is falling apart at the seams.
Don't show me the next page of the story. I'm uninterested in hearing from lunatics like Helen and Corey.
The future they describe is also sad, and sad is boring. Let's get back to flying cars and space exploring.
Yeah, don't tell me about
the holes in my boat or the oars that are broke up piranhas.
And don't tell me about
the dangerous current that's faster than what it might seem.
Don't tell me about
the fact that I'm headed towards the cliff edge of a waterfall.
Don't tell me about
realities that could pull me outside of my dream. Just let me
row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Time to order you some rose-colored glasses.
Try them on.
They'll arrive in 2 to 3 business days, just like anything you want. Then you'll see how bright the future is. You'll see the glass half full with happily ever after as the tagline of your soul. Cause it's stocks that will be rising. But the oceans will have centuries of world peace. Not just moments, the future's a utopia. Not dystopian, the wealth gap will be closed up. Not still opening, I'm here to float in my boat. So don't promote a message, it's out of my hope. The risk is remote, I won't devote more time to this nonsense, it sounds like a joke. Your crystal ball is broken, if you're mongering folks, you can't resist stoking the flames and evoking emotions that nobody wants to be coping with. Megaphone to your lips, why can't you do this? Quit crying old fast if it's not gonna benefit one way or another. The better approach is exactly the opposite. Focus on positive, forget the evidence, for your argument. I'm not impressed with your guesses of how it ends. You're just a pessimist, that's up with negative. I'm just a best case scenario optimist, trying to show you that we're on a road that's been favorable bricks and it's headed to prosperous, beautiful places. The globe is so spacious, the space is another frontier we can take us to. Stop with the gloomy, we're gonna make it through. Can't you see that clearly? The human race is so strong and intelligent and innovative. Delicious and breaking the shake. What I'm trying to say is don't worry, be happy. So caught up with problems, got your mind racing more than an athlete at a track meet. And the last thing that the masses need is to be panicking. So if you keep forecasting calamities, have to lock you up, throw away the keys. So please,
row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, yeah, merrily, yeah. Merrily, merrily, life is but a dream.
Row,
row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Kellen, this song has a lot of lyrics. There's that one part there towards the end where I think you purposely go for a while, very fast and breathlessly. And it feels like people who give this kind of reaction, it's like they're just pushing through without ever taking a moment to stop and think critically at all. It's just say as many words as possible to get their thoughts across to shut you up from saying what's, you know, the truth, what's going on. I really like that. made me think while you were singing it, there's a lot of lyrics in there that were really good, but it's hard to process when you're listening. So we are going to post the lyrics in the episode description to each of these songs. So if people want to go back and read through the lyrics, either while they're listening or just read through them to see them, we'll have them there as well.
Yeah, you talk about that, and that was intentional for me. I was trying to, I mentioned, go through this evolution, right, of like somebody who's just naive, like, hey, don't tell me about that, like willful ignorance to actual opposition. And I tried to, so the first verse where it's just being naive, everything is really slow, like, hey, there goes my alarm clock, time to rise and shine, super easy going. And then the second verse where it's, hey, don't tell me that, that was meant to be like a little bit choppy between fast and slow, you know, don't tell me about resource depletion and growth limitations of climate change. Right. So it's slow, then fast, slow, then fast. But then at the end when it's like, I'm mad about this. Like, you're a doomer. You're fear mongering. Like, stop telling me this. You're wrong. All of that is just, right? Like,
yeah.
Trying to accelerate the pace of it as it points to how somebody gets more flustered.
I have to read. I'm just going to read the first verse because I like the way you wrote this. So, there goes my alarm clock. It's time to rise and shine. It's day 12,005 of my life. It kind of feels like every day before, but I'm okay to hit replay because I still want more. Vroom, vroom, consume, consume, make a dollar, spend a dollar, then hope more dollars come soon. I'll shop online as I choose a show, but if the news comes on, I'm uncomfortable. Because what I see there makes me question things, and I'm just fine with my paradigm, don't pester me. With all these stressful scenes, got enough pressure being on my socials trying to select a meme. So give me a sitcom with a nice laugh track, I'll eat away my stress with a saturated fat snack. Bread so sweet, circus volume so high, I'll just float on my boat, not a cloud in the sky. It like resonates with so many people who, at this point, it's just blissful ignorance, right? Like you said, it's not combating, it's not necessarily even consciously turning away from it, from the bad stuff. It's just being blissfully ignorant of it. And frankly, there's no, I don't blame people for doing that, right? The stuff is heavy. In the first episode of the podcast, we've said if you have, you know, mental health issues, that you feel like this isn't going to be good for you, turn the podcast off. I don't feel that forcing this information on anyone is the right way to go either, right? But it is interesting to watch how some people, in order to continue business as usual, will fight against these ideas as hard as they can. And it's detrimental, not just to themselves, but to society. It's what's causing us to go the direction that we're going. It is the tragedy of the commons, right? So anyway, I think it's a powerful song, great statement.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because for me, the idea of, like, every week we were getting together and talking about collapse and trying to write a song from the perspective of somebody who doesn't believe any of it. Part of it's like me kind of poking fun at them, right? Like, it's ridiculous that they are refusing to believe that things are in the state that they're in. But part of it was kind of an exercise in empathy, right? To understand, like, where is somebody coming from when they don't want to hear any of this? And that, especially at the end, you know, there's like the statements, your crystal ball's broken. If you're mongering folks, like, you can't resist stoking the flames and evoking emotions that nobody wants to be coping with. As you get further into that verse, it's this plea, right? To, like, focus on positive. Like, there's so much good in all the technology. The road we're on has been paved with gold bricks. We're heading to prosperous, beautiful places. The globe is still spacious, and space is another frontier we could take this to, right? Like, it's just on and on and on about, like, stop being so negative. Look at the positive. And that's something that personally, and I think everyone in the collapse aware, the collapse community has to deal with, is striking the right balance of, like, I don't want to be, live a life of negativity and just be in doom and gloom all the time. But I also want to recognize the reality of the situation we're in. And so finding, like, hope and joy in other ways, meaning and purpose in life, without denying that there's not a whole lot of hope for, like, the larger macro system.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about bread and circus, and you mention it in the song here, and it's not wrong to have a circus, right? To have something that entertains you and that you enjoy doing. Everyone should have hobbies and things that gets their mind off of the reality of things. It's important to strike a good balance of doing the things that you love while recognizing that there are serious issues that we face. You know, it reminds me of the Stockdale paradox, which we've brought up several times. But basically, it's this idea that one can never lose hope while still maintaining a realistic perception of the situation as it stands. If you give yourself a false optimism about what's going to happen, you'll be crushed when it doesn't. But you can still enjoy yourself. You can still feel hope with the reality of what life actually is and what things will be.
Okay, great. Well, should we jump to the third and final song, Corey?
Yep, let's get her.
All right, this one is called The ABCs of Collapse. And actually how it started was you and I had this funny idea where we thought maybe we should make like a children's book.
Oh, yeah. Still think we should do that.
And maybe it's because we have young children, but the idea of like stepping through the alphabet, but it's all about all the issues surrounding collapse.
And the idea wasn't that it would actually be for children. It was more like
satirical, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Anyways, instead of doing that, I decided to make another song, another rap song. In this song, there is no chorus. It is just stepping through the entire alphabet. The idea here is to be, it's kind of like an exercise in alliteration, going all the way from A to Z and trying to make something comprehensive. Like if you only had a couple of minutes to tell somebody all the problems, everything, all the factors with collapse, squeeze that all into one song. One thing I'll say before we press play on this, I recorded this yesterday and I was taking my son to soccer practice and I was going out the door with like laptop and a microphone. And my wife is like, "What are you doing with all that stuff?" And I said, "Oh, well, he's at his soccer practice. I'm going to record a collapse rap in the car in the parking lot."
Did you do it in one take?
It took me maybe two.
But I mean, like a studio recorded rap, they would do like each line individually so they could take breaths in between and like perfect each line. So you're saying it might be like a little rough.
Yeah, this one is probably the lowest studio quality. But I'll just tell you, I bet my wife in that moment, as her husband told her he's going to go sit in the parking lot and yell at a microphone to create a rap about collapse.
She's like, "What did I get myself into?"
She probably thought, "I'm just so lucky."
No, I think she questioned why she lets you be friends with me.
All right. By the way, the other songs I created the music, you know, the actual track for it in GarageBand. This one I did not. I can't take any credit for it. The song is called Happy Flute. The artist is Summer Sun, but like S-O-N. Mm. Summer Sun and Trap Nation. And it's just like a cool track. It's a beat that doesn't normally have any sort of lyrics to it. So I just put lyrics over the top.
Got it.
All right, here we go.
Here goes the ABCs of collapse. It's a wrap. I'ma break it down. You know, like breaking down collapse. Civilization is burning up quicker than petrol. Alphabetically, A to Z, homie, let's go. A. Apocalyptic anxiety about the Amazon and the AMOC and your apathy. B. You know, like B-O-E. Come on in, the water's warm like a jacuzzi. Ha ha, C. A complex cycle of catabolic consumption. Oh, how do we cope with the competition between capitalism and climate change accelerated by CO2 emissions? Let's do DEF. We're out of our debt, so deep in denial of the decline and the death. The energy cliff is here. We're on the edge, so escape your echo chamber and embed it in your head that the feedback loops are already at play. You can't fight fire with firearms. It doesn't work that way. And the global greenhouse gases just keep growing and growing, causing hurricanes and heat waves, and I'm hopelessly hoping that we'll solve the issues of our infrastructure inadequacies, and we'll impede the impending increase of infectious disease, and we'll just stop justifying this jeopardy joyride of kilowatts. It's killing lots at breakneck speed. Okay, now listen. I know it's a lot, but we're living life like it's limitless. It's not. We're all out of luck, and our leadership lacks any logical long-term plan that can make this all last. Yeah, their legislation is lax, leading us to collapse, because the whole lousy locomotive runs on lobbyist tracks. You can't make lemons from lemonade when those lemons are hand grenades. We keep limping on broken legs because we're leaving our lungs unpaid, and we'll mine the materials that'll make us make more money because we're married to the market, and the market's always hungry, and we'll maximize the margins even if our hands get bloody because we still want more, 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 more. And if you have meager means or you are marginalized, then your misfortune in this mess is gonna be magnified. When the masses are missing meals and millions more die, you can bet we'll still want more, 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 more. We pretend this noose is a necklace, but the more we choose to neglect this, the more nature is doomed to reject us, the more nihilistic views will infect us. And it's overwhelming how these overpaid CEOs and Oval Office folks offer us an overdose of optimism and overgrown dreams and hopes, even though it's clear we've overshot our only home. Peak oil plus, peak sand plus, peak soil plus, peak phosphorus. We're not prepared for the pain. There's no pause for us to press, even though play is precarious. The quintessential addict, we can't quit. Short-term rewards, long-term regret. So surreal to see society's sunset as sea levels rise and supply chains split. But we can team up, sing kumbaya. Let technology take us to a utopia of unlimited universal value and virtue and wealth without waste and weather that won't hurt you. But I expect that'll fail in the extreme. Excessive exploitation caused the expiration of that dream. No doubt we'll yearn for yields of yesteryear. Oh, we passed our zenith, we're zipping toward zero.
I just have to say I really appreciate that you used the word homie in there. Like, if I didn't know it was a rap before, now I know. What's your favorite letter in the song?
Well, you'll notice I didn't give all letters from the alphabet equal attention.
True. M and L got quite a bit more than like U and V.
Yes, absolutely. I think L was the funnest one.
You like that one?
Yeah, there was just a lot to say that I could use L words. Although, listening to it, I'm frustrated. I made a mistake. Because as we just listened to it, just barely, I meant to say, you can't turn lemons to lemonade when those lemons are hand grenades. But listening, I accidentally said, you can't make lemons from lemonade.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense at all.
Well, let's read through that, some of that. So you liked L. Okay, now listen, I know it's a lot, but we're living life like it's limitless. It's not. We're all out of luck, and our leadership lacks any logical long-term plan that can make this all last. Their legislation is lax, leading us to collapse, because the whole lousy locomotive runs on lobbyist tracks. I love that part. That's awesome. You can't turn lemons to lemonade when those lemons are hand grenades. We keep limping on broken legs because we're leaving our loans unpaid.
Yeah, what about you? What would you say was your favorite part?
Yeah, I think I liked M. And we'll mine the materials that'll make us make more money because we're married to the market and the market's always hungry. And we'll maximize our margins even if our hands get bloody because we still want more, 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 more. If you have meager means or you are marginalized, then your misfortune in this mess is going to be magnified. And when the masses are missing meals and millions more die, you can bet we'll still want more, more, more. It's a lot of M's.
Yes, that's the point.
I just like that whole everything there was like all about greed and capitalism. And it goes right into N, which talks about we pretend our noose is a necklace. It's definitely not a happy song. It's the one that kind of invokes the most anxiety in me.
Well, in the tone, right? I took a little bit of a different tone. I'm kind of yelling at the microphone.
I mean, that's what you said. You told your wife that you were going to go yell at a microphone in the car.
I was just happy that I got to use the word phosphorus.
Phosphor you and phosphorus.
For me, if I were to like summarize the whole issue, you get to Q and R. The quintessential addict, we can't quit. Short-term rewards, long-term regret. Feels like everything that has caused us to land where we're at in this situation regarding collapse comes from the fact that like we just can't stop chasing the short-term rewards, even though we know it's going to cause problems down the road. We just keep kicking the can, punting it down the road. We know it'll catch up to us at some point, but it's because we haven't taken action now. We always just hope we'll take action in the future that, you know, we keep sliding further and further down.
All right. So of the three songs, which was the funnest to make, or I guess, which is your favorite?
It's a good question. The one we just listened to was really fun because it was like this puzzle. It was like a challenge, right? Trying to get all these words with a certain letter. And it's one that, like I said, I was able to just, like, during my son's hour-long soccer practice, just go record it in the car. Obviously, it's not very cleaned up. You can hear all the breaths, and, like, if I wanted to make it higher quality, I'm sure I could go do that. But it was just fun that it's one that you can throw out there without a whole lot of work. I think the Life Is But a Dream one was the one I was most thoughtful about. And I think the first song, Brace for Impact, is probably the most well done. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I agree with that. I mean, I don't... The Life Is But a Dream definitely seems the most thought out in, like, the depth, I guess, that it goes into, which is really great.
Well, I guess I should say, if you've been listening to the podcast all along and you got to this episode, you listened to these songs and now your ears are bleeding, thanks for sticking through it. It was kind of, like I said, a fun outlet for me.
Yeah, we didn't want to do this earlier because then if people stopped listening to the podcast, like, all of a sudden we were going to have this drop. But now you can't go anywhere when there's no more episodes.
This is the final episode. Yeah, I think everyone copes with this information in different ways. And I think there's a need for people that actually know what they're doing to create more, like, content, right? To have more creative artwork in the space, whether that's physical, you know, paintings. Like, I know there's some of that that's out there. There's some artists that take on these kind of heavier topics and pour all this emotion into, like, their paintings or their photography. But it'd be great if there were more songs, if there were more films, if, you know, there's so many ways that we can help each other kind of cope with this and spread awareness about the situation that we're in. The more people that know about it, the more hopefully we can get everyone on the same page and mitigate it.
So, Kellen, right now, these, I don't think you've got them up anywhere, right? The music, as far as, like, if someone wanted to go listen to it, you don't really have it up.
I mean, the first song we threw up on our YouTube channel, but
okay,
we haven't really done much with that YouTube channel. It hasn't
yet.
Yeah, hasn't had much attention, so.
We plan on all the new episodes for the new podcast will be going on YouTube. We're hoping to start filming them if we can get some of the kinks worked out with editing that and everything. But, and Kellen, I'm guessing you'll throw these up there as well. So if people want to go check them out individually, they can be on our YouTube channel. Just search Breaking Down Collapse.
Yeah, I'm sure we can find a way to put these up there.
Okay. Well, Kellen, this did feel like the last day of elementary school. And I do feel like I just got to party and wipe all the boogers off my desk. And should we sign each other's yearbooks?
You'll probably write something inappropriate.
I will. I'll be the first person to write in your crack. Did you ever get that one in your yearbook?
Yeah, there was always that kid.
I was probably that kid.
Well, for those of you that have been listening all along, thank you for kind of joining us on this journey. I really didn't know anything other than, like, one or two brief conversations with Corey previously until we got into episode one. And for me, it's been life-changing to learn all these systemic issues and all these factors that all contribute to this broader issue, this path that we're on, and getting to, you know, get to the point where I wasn't only being taught, but also getting to do some of the research and sharing information back and forth in this setting. I'm so glad that I've had this experience. I'm so glad that it seems like it has had a positive impact on many of you that are listening. I know we've received a lot of comments, emails, feedback about, you know, understanding the world through this framework makes it easier to understand and cope with. Anyways, again, we are going to continue this just in a different setting. So I hope if you've been listening all along, you'll join us on Patreon. So I'm really excited about that, what we're going to be doing and continuing to do there, but also really excited to, like, take all this information going forward with the new podcast. Okay, what now? What do I do about it? How do I prepare myself, my family? How do I make sure, at least within my sphere of influence, I'm doing what I can to be resilient?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.